Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The GOP-controlled House continues its piecemeal approach to relieve the shutdown angst of federal workers furloughed by the partial government shutdown. Members today will consider a bill to give employees back pay when they return to work. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
It's Groundhog Day here in the Capitol. Democrats and the president still say the only way to end the shutdown is for Republicans in the House of Representatives to pass a short-term spending bill, no strings attached. And House Republicans, led by Speaker John Boehner, are still calling for a negotiation and demanding changes to the health care law.
This isn't some damn game. The American people don't want their government shut down, and neither do I.
Boehner was responding to a quote in the Wall Street Journal from a senior Obama administration official who said, "We are winning. It doesn't really matter to us how long the shutdown lasts, because what matters is the end result." Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.
As NPR's Ari Shapiro tells us, the shutdown has forced the president to cancel a four-nation Asian tour.
The White House called off the last two stops of this trip, Malaysia and the Philippines, earlier in the week. But they'd hoped to go forward with the first two stops, Indonesia and Brunei, because those two countries are the scenes of major international summits. In Indonesia, leaders will negotiate a trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The U.S. hopes to finalize it by the end of the year. The White House says Obama will send Secretary of State John Kerry in his place. The trip's cancellation threatens to undermine the Obama administration's much-touted pivot to Asia. Among other things, that pivot helps counterbalance China's rising power. While President Obama stays at home dealing with the shutdown, China's president is on a major tour of Southeast Asian nations. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Relatives say 34-year-old Miriam Carey was a most unlikely candidate to ram Washington security barriers and set off a high-speed chase. Carey's mother told ABC she suffered from postpartum depression. The woman was shot and killed by police. Meanwhile, Stamford, Connecticut Police Chief Jonathan Fontenot says there's been a thorough search of her apartment.
We tested the air. We tested different products. We deconned ourselves coming in and coming out. We secured it with our robot. And then we went in and secured some evidence.
He told reporters that police had gone to Carey's home previously, but not on criminal matters, he would not elaborate. In Cairo today, there were protests and clashes as crowds of supporters of ousted Egyptian President Morsi tried to enter Tahrir Square. Authorities used tear gas to disperse them. The Ministry of Health reports one person dead and 14 injured. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 69, 15,065, the NASDAQ up 32. This is NPR. Pope Francis is calling today a day of tears as the search continues for migrants believed drowned off the coast of Italy. A boat ferrying hundreds caught fire yesterday. More than 110 bodies have been recovered from the Mediterranean so far. Cutting-edge electronic car maker Tesla has a slight public relations problem. As NPR's Sonari Glinton tells us, Tesla's stock value slid by more than $2 billion after a video of a Tesla Model S on fire went viral.
Tesla's Model S has a pretty solid rep. Consumer Reports gave it one of its highest ratings ever, and almost every car geek and car magazine has raved about it. But all it took was this one video of a Tesla on fire, posted on the car website Jalopnik, to send investors heading for the hills.
Wow, I can feel the heat in here.
Oh, that's a Tesla, dude.
Tesla says the car caught fire after the driver ran over a large metallic object, causing extensive damage to the vehicle's front end. A spokeswoman for Tesla points out that there were more than 180,000 car fires in the U.S. No passengers were injured, though Tesla's stock fell 2 days in a row, losing billions in value. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
As Tropical Storm Karen roiled the Gulf of Mexico, the governors of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida declared states of emergency to speed storm preparations. Some furloughed workers with the Federal Emergency Management Agency have been recalled to assist in preparations and response. Forecasters expect the storm to cross the coastline near the Louisiana-Mississippi border this weekend. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from American Express, bringing business owners together to exchange insights. Learn more at openforum.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And then at 7 tonight, Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Klein-Peter. We turn now back to 1961 and what was the first charted hit for Little Milton.
Telling everybody all over town, when my money run out, you're gonna put me down. You said you never loved me, you admit you're doing me wrong. You say you're using me, baby, till the real thing comes along. Have mercy, baby. Please have mercy on me. Yeah, something bad's gonna happen to you, darling, 'cause you're so mean to me. I sometimes wonder what's on your mind. How can one woman be so unkind? You treat me like the dirt down on the ground. I steal away the crowd sometimes, but the tears just won't come down. Have mercy, baby. Cause you're so mean to me. I walk the street at midnight, my heart full of pain. Why I love a woman, Lord knows I can't explain. She's a mean mistreater, a heartbreaker too. Lightning ought to strike the woman for treating me the way she do. Have mercy, baby. Please have mercy on me. Yeah, nothing bad gonna happen to you, darling, 'cause you're so mean to me. We'll be right back.
Little West Side style Chicago blues. That was music from Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson. His rendition of the Rufus Thomas tune, Walking the Dog. Johnson had been in 72 to 80, a member of the Muddy Waters band before he went out on his own. Before we heard Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, we heard Little Milton from 1961. That was about 10 years after he had launched his career. He started out as a backup guitarist, and we heard him do a number called So Mean to Me. He got to number 14 on the R&B charts back then with that particular tune. Next on KRVS, music from a new disc by Chicago duet Chris James and Patrick Wrynn. Their latest disc is called Barrel House Stomp. From that disc, here they are with a tune entitled Before It's Too Late.
Life don't never last. Life's too short to sit around and wait. So live right now before it gets too late. Some die happy, a life well spent. Some die angry. Life's too short to sit around and wait. So live right now before it gets too late. Let me hear you. Around and wait.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting the Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade coming up Sunday, October 20th, featuring antique boats, boating demonstrations, live music, and a kayak and canoe paddle down the Vermilion River. To register for the paddle and for more information, the website is vermilionville.org.
I was saving my baby, man, and she don't come. I was saving my baby, man, and she don't come. All deaths and hot springs, y'all can't help none. And if she gets unruly, think she don't want to come. And if she gets unruly, think she don't want to come. I take a 3220, I'm gonna put her on the run. Hey, hey.
From 1985, that was Roy Rogers with a blistering rendition of the Robert Johnson tune 3220 Blues. The Johnson version recorded back in 1936, of course, is based on the 1931 tune by Skip James called 2220 Blues. It wasn't such a caliber, but James apparently got that by dividing 4440 in half. The producers at Paramount Records wanted Skip James back in 31 to write and record a blues tune that would have as much success as the 1929 Roosevelt Sykes tune 4440 Blues. So anyway, Skip James did what he did. Robert Johnson did what he did. Before we heard Roy Rogers with a Robert Johnson number, we heard Chris James and Patrick Wren from a disc called Barrel House Stomp, a brand new release. They did a tune for us called Before It's Too Late. And the day after Robert Johnson recorded 3220 Blues in a hotel in San Antonio, he went back into that hotel in that hotel room and recorded this next tune, Robert Johnson, from November 27th of 1936.
I'm on my knees. feet. And I'd be fussy. I got everything that a little bitty mama needs. I got a little bitty lady. She busses no bus time. I got a little bitty lady. But it's no bus time. Ah, but it's no bus time. I got something underneath and it was like a bullhorn's eye. Right when you see me coming, pull down your window blind. Pull down your window blind. You see me coming. Pull down your window blind. Know your next door neighbor, you can hear you whine. I'm gonna cut your throat, baby. I'll look down in your face. I'm gonna cut your throat, babe. I'll look down in your face. I'll look down in your face. I'm gonna let some lonesome graveyard be a resting place.
Skinny Legs Blues. That was Geeshy Wiley closing that song out with some highly sanguinary sentiments. Geeshy Wiley recorded back in the early 1930s. She is thought to have been associated intimately, possibly, with Papa Charlie McCoy, and also may have been married to Casey Bill Weldon after he and Memphis Minnie divorced. Interesting blues singer style, hearkening back to the days of pre-blues. Before we heard Geeshy Wiley, we heard Robert Johnson with his classic Crossroad Blues from 1936. Next year on KRVS, somebody that it said that Robert Johnson tried to pass himself off as the cousin of this next individual. We're talking about Lonnie Johnson, originally from New Orleans, first recorded back in the 20s, phenomenal guitarist in jazz and blues. And again, Robert Johnson supposedly told people that he was a cousin of Lonnie Johnson, trying to improve his own stature with audiences. Here is Lonnie Johnson from 1941. Lonnie on guitar and vocals with "Somebody's Got to Go."
Off my mind. Night and day I've been drinking, trying to get you off my mind. Now you know I love you, that is why you treat me so unkind. Now my bread's in my stove and my coffee's getting cold. I hear my mother upstairs, she's getting my father told. She says, ooh-wee, daddy, somebody has got to go. I'm tired of you staying out night and day. Somebody's got to go. Now you told me that you love me when you laid down across my bed. You went full of your head up your hopper and talking out your head. I says, ooh-wee, somebody's got to go. I just can't get along with you, baby. Somebody's got to go.
you told me that you love me, baby, I know your love ain't true. 'Cause how can you love me, baby, and love my best friend too? Ooh-wee, baby, somebody's got to go. I just can't stand your jiving no longer. Somebody's got to go. Now I went home yesterday morning, just about to break a day. I peeped through the keyhole and somebody's laying on the pillow where I'm supposedly. I says, ooh-wee, you know somebody is booked to go. I can't stand that pressure no longer. Jack, somebody's got to go.
Paul Rochelle from his disc Talking Guitar. That one came out last year. It's a tribute to a lot of classic early blues recording artists. In this case, Willie Brown. Willie Brown recorded this tune in Grafton, Wisconsin back in 1930. The only one of very few commercial recordings that Willie Brown did record in the early 40s for the Library of Congress, but a very distinctive player. He was a friend of Charlie Patton, a collaborator of Son House, and he was also mentioned in that Robert Johnson tune we heard a few minutes ago, Crossroad Blues, Willie Brown. Paul Rochelle, M&O Blues, the name of the tune, M&O being, of course, the Mobile and Ohio Railroad. Before we heard Paul Rochelle here on KRVS, we heard Lonnie Johnson from 1941 doing a number called Somebody's Got to Go. Back to 1931, here is Blind Willie McTell.
Out in Atlanta on Harris Street, that's where the boys and gals do meet, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Out in the alley, in the street, every little kid that you meet, doing that rag, that old Georgia rag.
Spank that George rag, boy. Bullet ride like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wild rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Came all the way from Paris, France, come in Atlanta to get a chance to do that rag, that Georgia rag. Move it a little bit for me. That Georgia rag. Grab your mama and hold her tight, let's mess around the rest of the night doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Spank that Georgia rag. I'm crazy about the Georgia rag. I'm wild about the Georgia rag. I mean that Georgia rag, bullet ride like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wild rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Now whoop it. That's what makes you feel good, Randy Lynn. Gonna throw your hands way up high, grab your daddy and make him cry, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Wild about the Georgia rag, you wild about the Georgia rag. I mean that Georgia rag, cause your bulls all ride like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wild rag, that crazy rag, better know the Georgia rag. Oh, move it now. Oh, you shake it like a ship on the sea, bulls ride like a bee. Now that Georgia rag, that wild rag, better know the Georgia rag. People come from miles around, get in dark town to break them down, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Out in dark town, night and day, trying to dance them blues away, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. All right now, boys, spank them. That wild rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Going all the way back to Newport News, singing these doggone Atlanta blues about that rag, that Georgia rag. All right, I play that Georgia rag. Hunt your bullet around like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wild rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag.
Just bring your car over me and leave it in my shop, cause I'm an automobile mechanic. Just put your rig up on my back. Yeah, your engine will be humming when you get your little car back. Yes, I can grind your valves, straighten out your wheels. Don't work on jalopies, only fine automobiles. I'm an automobile mechanic. Just put your rig up on my rack. And your engine will be humming when you get your little car back. Ain't been nobody drive your little car around. If you don't drive it regular, it'll be in junkyard bound. Cause I'm an automobile mechanic. Just put your ring up on my rack. Well, your engine will be humming. Well, when you get your little car back.
Automobile mechanic Tom Ball and Kenny Sultan from their disc Double Vision. They were preceded by Blind Willie McTell. We heard the great Atlanta Piedmont style blues artist from 1931 doing a number called Georgia Rag. And next year on KRVS, we're going to stick with the automotive and mechanic metaphors and listen to the Chris O'Leary Band from a disc called Mr. Used to Be. O'Leary is an interesting character. He spent 6 years as a singer and harp player and frontman for Levon Helms' Barn Burners, Helms Band. He was also a Marine veteran of Gulf War I. Here he is leading his own band, doing a number called Grease Monkey Mama.
She's fine. My little baby's so fine. Well, my baby's a mechanic. That woman works overtime. Well, a Cadillac, Pontiac, Mercury too. My baby turns and wrenches. She knows just what to do. My baby loves me. Yes, it's understood. You ought to hear my engine purr when she's under my hood. Lord, she's fine. Baby's time.
Lord, I swear she was the sweetest thing. I love that sugar cane.
Sugar Cane, John Mayall from his disc A Sense of Place. That one came out in 1990. Sonny Landreth on guitars on that particular track. Sonny was the composer of that particular number, Sugar Cane, as well as Congo Square, which is also on John Mayall's disc A Sense of Place. Both those tracks were first on Sonny's 1985 vinyl release, Way Down in Louisiana. Great, great work by Sonny Landreth. By the way, if you want to see Sonny Landreth, he's been touring quite a lot. People around here haven't had a chance to see him in a while. He'll be performing at Vermilionville coming up Friday, October 18th. Sonny Landreth at Vermilionville. Before we heard John Mayall and Sonny Landreth, we heard the Chris O'Leary Band from a disc called Mr. Used to Be. He's had another one out since this one. Chris O'Leary on blues, harp, and vocals. He did a number called Grease Monkey Mama. We're going to turn next to a gentleman that was also on that that disc we just heard, not on that particular track, but was working quite a bit with John Mayall at the time. We're talking about the guitarist Coco Montoya. He ended up teaming up with Albert Collins. I believe it was they were in California at the time. Collins needed a drummer. And Montoya happened to pop up on the radar, so he worked with Albert Collins for a while as a drummer. And while he was doing that, he was learning that particular trade craft that Collins was so adept doing. He learned some great guitar playing, and he ended up being a guitarist for John Mayall for a while, and then of course went out on his own from a disc that Montoya had out on Alligator back in 2007. Here is Coco Montoya on vocals and guitar with Three Sides to Every Story. Last night. Oh.
precious match. We played too long, it's a losing game. With no hand to hold, with no one left to play. There's three sides to every story.
Coco Montoya from his disc, Dirty Deal. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday anyway. You're on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And that's from 1 to 3 at 3 o'clock. Do stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Then at 7 p.m. tonight, Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Klein Peter, followed by the Avalon Variety Hour, hosted by Joanna Devine at 9 p.m. And that's followed at 10 p.m. by Out on the Fringe with James Van Way. And the programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And if you'd like to support our efforts and help these programs stay on the air, we could certainly use your financial help. You can pledge that securely online at krvs.org. To take us on up to the top of the hour in American Roots with Nick Spitzer, we're going to turn to the late Katie Webster, the Swamp Boogie Queen. Originally from Houston, Texas, she lived in Lake Charles for a while. Here she is doing a number called CQ Boogie, again to take us up to the top of the hour.